This is gonna hurt like hell. The grim thought was confirmed by the look on the gatekeeper's face, but Bishop didn't want anyone's pity. After all, he'd volunteered for this.
Are you ready? The gatekeeper asked.
Yes, I'm ready.
And you know your mission?
Of course. Bishop glanced over his shoulder at the expanse of bright white behind him. This was as far as he could go before leaving heaven entirely. He'd left before, many times. But this was different. He pushed aside a sliver of fear. He would return soon. This was not the end for him. It was only the beginning. The gatekeeper studied Bishop, as if looking for any sign of weakness.
You've been warned that there will be pain.
I have.
And disorientation?
Yes. Traveling to the human world was not normally a huge ordeal. However, there was nothing normal about this mission. An invisible barrier shielded his destination, preventing any supernatural being from entering or leaving the city through normal means. Bishop had been told this gatekeeper had the ability to help him breach the barrier, but it wasn't going to be pleasant. The minds of the others would be protected to prevent any harm, but not his. He was the only one who would remember what needed to be done. Bishop was positive he was more than strong enough to handle whatever was to come, all the better to prove his worth. This was going to be very good.
First, you must find the others, instructed the gatekeeper. If you don't find them within 7 days, they'll be lost forever.
I know this already. He didn't even try to keep the sharp tone from his voice. Patience had never been his strongest virtue. The gatekeeper pursed his lips and his expression soured.
Do you have it?
Yes. A golden dagger was tucked into the sheath he wore strapped between his shoulder blades. It was all he needed to take with him. The gatekeeper nodded.
Come closer.
Bishop did as he asked. The gatekeeper pressed his pale, long-fingered hand against Bishop's chest. Bishop grimaced as an unpleasant burning sensation sank into him. He gritted his teeth to keep from showing discomfort at whatever protection the gatekeeper was searing into him to help in his journey. Finally, the gatekeeper stepped back. He didn't smile. It was quite possible that he never smiled. The oldest angels were usually the least pleasant.
Well,
Bishop prompted, are we done here?
We are. May your journey be...
Before the sentence could be completed, the solidity beneath Bishop dropped away. He hadn't had a chance to brace himself. Bishop had imagined what this might feel like, a cleansing pain that would help him focus on the all-important task that lay ahead. Instead, it was an agony unlike anything he'd ever experienced. He struggled against it, but it was too much, and he had his very first doubt about his success. But it was too late for doubts, too late for fear, too late for anything. As he continued to fall with no way to stop his torturous descent, he felt his mind begin to rip away. The instant he slammed through the barrier surrounding the human city, Bishop realized he'd never before heard himself scream. What of soul was left, I wonder, when the kissing had to stop? Robert Browning.